Well, I would like to first welcome everybody to Codex 3, and you can believe it, we're on number 3 already. And I especially want to welcome the friends who have traveled so far, braving the snowdrifts, blizzards, flight delays, and customs, and coming to the far side of the world, to Berkeley, from Russia, Germany, France, Italia, I bet the Italians are in bed, England, Japan, Colombia, Vancouver, New York, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. And I especially want to welcome our Mexican friends, some who are coming to Codex for the first time, bienvenida. And we've been trying ever since the first Codex to make bridges with the South, in the South America, in Mexico, and I think we finally succeeded. We have a substantial group from Mexico, and I hope you all go by their tables and welcome them. And just a couple of anecdotes about the fair. Somebody told me last night, they said, you know, this is more than a fair to us. She said, this is our party. So I hope you're all enjoying yourself, because it kind of feels like that to us too. You know, this is for us, not just to sell and, you know, we don't want to have plenty of time for everybody to see each other and have a drink. And 2 years ago, which seems 2 years have gone by fast, I was wondering what would change within the next, 2 years. Well, I Googled Codex Book Fair 2011 the other day and was surprised to find about a million sites, like 17 pages of Google, millions of sites, that mentioned this event. There were blogs, there were chat rooms, they were in Japanese, French, German, everywhere, all over the internet. And I have to read you an English one that starts, the beginning it says, Codex cometh. Collectors of fine press books may notice a slight wobble in the Earth's axis a couple of weeks from now, when hordes of fine press printers, publishers, collectors, librarians, and book artists, I should have Crispin read this, of every stripe descend on Berkeley, California. And you know they're English because they've spelled the whole word, California. Then the chit-chat after that, because they had a little chat back and forth, and they were saying, I'll be there. And then they worried about how much money they were going to spend. And prominently displayed on many of these sites is our fabulous letterpress poster designed by Russell Merritt, with explanations going, wow, great. So, yay, Russell, if you're there. He's probably still in bed. No, he's over here. You can buy more at the fair. Maybe Russell will sign one for you. And you know, Codex runs on a shoestring, and I want to report that we've always remained in the black. And this is without any government support or any huge grants, though I did get a tiny little grant last year. Codex is primarily supported by donations from many individuals and from a few institutions like Stanford University and the Bancroft Library, and there are many more. I don't want to just name every single one, but they, people support us. And just once more, I would like to thank Bob McCammett, who believed in our vision and who started us off in 2005 with our first donation. I mean, we were thinking about it, and when he wrote us a check right away, that's really what started us off. And this year, yes, thank you, Bob. I feel like the Oscars. So this year, for the first time, we made a plea to you. I mean, it suddenly occurred to us to support Codex with a donation, and many of you did, so we thank you. And more importantly, many of you gave to the Open Bar Fund. Give us a hand for that. We got a nice little pile of money for that. And we have a special bottle of Jack Daniels on reserve for Carol Lee Campbell. So thanks a lot. And we'll be doing another book art object, as you know, and David Jury has agreed to be the editor again, and really he does this for no fee. He, you know, we just pay his expenses to come over, so he works. It takes him about a year to, you know, it takes about 2 years to put one, you know, one of these together. We, you know, so please thank him, and he's, you know, working like a dog photographing all of your books for our next big publication. So, and Codex runs almost totally on volunteers, and they've been working for weeks. I mean, they've come in the studio every day, and people call us up and say, can I come over, can I help, and especially help for those that know, you know, that are inner, you know, computer savvy. And so take some time this week to thank some of them. All, everyone you see working at the fair is a volunteer, so they're working, you know, for you. And we could not, of course, do without Vicki Von Arks, our fair manager, and her tireless work and organization skills pull us through every time. I mean, she is really spot on. I mean, she remembers everything. And if you find a few glitches in certain things, you know, you just have us to blame. We try really hard to cover every little, you know, think of everything, but some things slip by us, so be, you know, be relaxed about that. And We, of course, our board members, Duke Collier, I don't know if he's here today somewhere, but, Roberto Trujillo and Carol Lee Campbell have given us time, advice, and substantial support all along, and we practically killed Jonathan Gherkin, Peter's assistant, with all the work the last few months, and Jonathan, he does everything for us. We kept saying, Jonathan, do this, Jonathan, do that. And you'll notice John Snyder, who's come out from, he works for the Philadelphia News. What's your paper, John?
Daily
News. And you'll see him wandering around the fair photographing everybody. He's going to maybe do a little video for us. So we thank him. And last and not least, the big Roundup boss himself, Peter Koch, who's been working all year on Codex. In the last month or so, 7 days a week, he gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning and 12 hours a day. And so we should really give him a hand. Thank you. So I hope you enjoy yourselves this week, and I hope you have a good fair, sell lots of books, and the good news is the weather will be warm and the stock market is up.